Hello, this is Pete Beck III with ThirdPeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of a new series I've started entitled, How Can We Escape Pervasive Deception? This is part one, the entrance and extent of deception. Deception is all around us, and we must ask ourselves, where did it come from? What is its nature? How extensive is it? And how can we escape its influence? No person is adequate to completely answer these questions, but using the Bible as our map and depending on the Holy Spirit to guide us, we can make progress. Otherwise, we will all be like Pontius Pilate, who heard Jesus say, quote, from John 18:37, I was born and came into this world to testify of the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true. When the Roman governor stood face to face with the creator and sustainer of the universe, he could only reply, what is truth? John 18:38. This is the question facing all of us. Since the God of truth created the world and said it was good, how did deception and evil make their entrance? The Bible tells us that it happened when the serpent deceived Eve into choosing knowledge, falsely so-called, over God's truth. And I read to you now from Genesis 3, verses 4 through 7. The serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat it from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. That's from the New American Standard Bible, Genesis 3, 4 through 7. The truth was that disobeying God's command would bring death. Satan convinced Eve that he knew better, which she acted upon. In violating God's clear command, she and Adam chose so-called knowledge over God's revealed truth. This continues to this day in many different ways, about which Paul warned us. And I read from 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21. O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you. That's the New American Standard Bible. Once Adam and Eve poked a hole in the wall of truth that guarded their lives, it opened a flood of deception upon the earth. All of us, to some degree or another, have become co-conspirators in a giant assault on the truth. Paul wrote about this in his letter to the church in Rome. Romans 1:18 through 19 says, God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. New Living Translation. The so-called COVID pandemic helped to open our eyes to the extent of the suppression of truth. When Trump lost the election in 2020, I thought the operation of what is called the deep state was limited to our own government. Now we know it is worldwide. wide. It was incomprehensible to most people that the government, mainstream media, big tech, big medicine, and big pharma would join forces to suppress truth and push a lie. But that is exactly what happened and continues today. A thinking person must ask him or herself, just how far does this deception go? What other lies have we been told? Who can be trusted? The devil is hell-bent on deceiving and destroying humanity in order to somehow hurt God. This is what Jesus said about the devil, John 8:44-45. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So when I tell the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. New Living Translation. Because our hearts have been corrupted by sin, we have a natural affinity for lies, which should put us on guard against the entrance of deception, even for those of us who have come to love the truth. The devil will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11, New Living Translation. As a result of centuries of Satan's work and the cooperation of those who gladly serve the serpent, much of what most people believe is based on deception. We cannot fully trust what the government, the education system, the mainstream media, big tech, big pharma, and big medicine tell us. If anyone dares go against the accepted narrative, he or she will meet with mockery, rejection, and sometimes other forms of persecution, such as defunding or maybe even jail time. Worse pushback probably lies ahead unless things change significantly. Is there any way for us to escape pervasive lies and propaganda and learn to discern and stand for what is true? As I mentioned in my opening paragraph, God has given us a map, the Bible, and a guide, the Holy Spirit. The Bible self-authenticates, since there is no higher authority. Jesus, the one who called himself the way, the truth, and the life, was vindicated or authenticated by God the Father when he raised him from the dead. Jesus, who is truth personified, told us that the word of God is truth, John 17:17. God wants us to settle in our hearts that his word is faithful and true. Only by so doing can we reverse the suppression of truth initiated by Adam and Eve. Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to every generation, as enduring as the earth you created. Psalm 119:89-90, New Living Translation. God gave us the Holy Spirit, who is called the Spirit of Truth, to guide us into all truth as we are able to hear and bear it, John 16:13. In addition, the truth, by its very nature, is irrepressible. It will triumph in the end. Those who are open will be able to discern the truth. Jesus promised, that everyone who is of the truth hears my voice, John 18:37. Those who close their hearts to truth will miss out and demonstrate that they are not, quote, of God, end of quote, John 8:47, where Jesus said, you don't listen to me because you don't belong to God. We can trust the Lord to guide us into truth one step at a time. The important thing is to keep moving toward it. People who resist, mock, and try to intimidate you, they will do that. But it is worth the cost to discover truth. It will set us free. John 8:32. If these words have pricked your heart and you desire to get right with the Lord, here's a prayer you may wish to pray. Jesus, I long to be a person of truth. I want to know truth, believe it, live by it, and stand for it. I recognize that you are the way, the truth, and the life. I ask you to come into my life and open my eyes and heart to your truth. I give my life to you. Use me now as you see fit. Amen. Thank you for listening.